It's time!
Welcome to the Godfathers of Podcasting, broadcasting live on the Shuly Network every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, in case y'all didn't know, they've been podcasting since before podcasting was even called podcasting. Archives of this show are available on every major podcast provider, and you can find video archives, merch, and more on their website, godfathersofpodcasting.com. Now, here are your hosts, two guys who've been broadcasting online since 1996, the godfathers of podcasting themselves, Donnie DeSilva and Chris Tidwell.
What's up, everybody? I'm Donnie. That's Tid. We're the Godfathers.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, now. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. As you can see, I rearranged a couple of things. We've got, you can see right behind us there, our fabulous friends over at the Shuly Network. I thought we were being ribbed there. I like the new intro for the Shuly Network stuff, but I was like, are they just playing somebody else's, like the Uncle Rico show intro for our show now? I was like, all right, solid rib. Shuly's on the road.
Here's the Shuly Network. We ain't in it.
That was fantastic.
All right. We're used to being the redheaded stepchild. It's all good.
It's okay. It's okay. Doesn't change my paycheck of nothing.
Thanks, everyone who's hanging out with us live right now in the chat on the Shuly Network. If you are not able to join us live, of course, or if you want to check out any part of this show afterwards, remember, we are always available on every major podcast provider, and you can always go to godfathersofpodcasting.com, just like Gina told you in the open. As always, if you're joining us live, we welcome questions, comments, and kizash of any denomination. Tid, before we get rolling with this week's guest, you had a hell of a week this week, right? So are you allowed to talk about what you were doing?
I guess I can. I was in Toronto. I mean, it's going to be kind of vague because it hasn't come out yet. So I'm going to give you guys just kind of like some brief stuff. I was in Toronto. I was part of a project that is coming out very, very soon. Probably at the end of this month, you'll see some stuff. It's very dark, very mysterious. It's very ominous. And as it gets a little bit closer and I am able to talk about it, you can damn sure bet that I will talk about it in full right here on the Godfathers of Podcasting on the Shuly Network and SNME Radio.
It's called Bikers Take Back Shots Volume 6. I'm really excited about it.
I didn't get picked for the role for that one, though. They were like, you know, I wish we could give you this role this time around. You were in the first five and you were fantastic, but there's this new up-and-comer, spell C-U-M. His name's Donnie DeSilva, and he's actually doing a double shot of Bikers Take Back Shots. Right? There you go. So good for you. He's going to be drinking a Bud Light while doing it. Thank you very much. yes. So it's going to be good times. The project that I worked on is going to come out. It's going to be very, very cool. It was something that is close and dear to me. Thank you very much. So I'm excited to see how it finishes up. I want to let the people that are actually making it actually make the announcement before I say anything. But yeah, it was a very, very busy week. And I'm kind of good. I'm glad to be home. you know, in your own surroundings, living in a hotel is not as fun as it used to be. You know what I mean? So,
right
there, you travel. Well, you're old. Well, it's for many, many reasons. Thank you very much. I just got to say very quickly, Chair Bookie, new member. Awesome. Welcome to the Shuly Network. I want to say hello to everybody. Yes, Big Ben Ortman's. The season begins May 30th. All right. Season begins May 30th on Vice and will be one of the first four episodes. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess it's out of the bag that we did some tapings for Dark Side of the Ring.
Hey,
that's what's going to be coming out. As we get closer, we'll make arrangements with my PR people and tell you who I was. But
I didn't know I needed to have the breaking news sound effect ready. That's not fair.
It's not really breaking news. It's just me. It's not news. It's crazy. So
Dark Side of the Ring is a pretty popular little franchise, and you're a part of it now. So congrats, buddy.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And thank you to all of the people there that, you know, that let me take part in the whole thing. So it was pretty cool.
Awesome. Well, listen, let's not fuck around. Okay.
What?
It's enough fucking around.
That's what we do.
Also, I want to give the producers time to try and fix your mic because something's going on with your mic. So while they try and do that, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for the big hello. And this week's guest has built an absolute empire on social media. 2.3 million followers on TikTok with 34 and a half million likes. He's also got about 121,000 followers on Instagram, 120,000 subscribers on YouTube, and at least 10 really good friends on MySpace. And why does he have such a massive, huge, loyal following? Because he cooks food and he does it really fucking loud. The first time I came across one of his videos a couple years ago, I thought Bill Burr was making ribs after doing an 8-ball. I stuck around to find out this guy is so much fucking fun to watch. He's yelling and screaming about barbecue and cocktails and equipment and whatever else he's got going on. And for whatever reason, I just can't get enough of it. He's now taken that massive following of his and converted it into a successful online enterprise with his own line of rubs, sauces, and merch. He's also a brand ambassador for a very cool product that I know Tid loves called Barsis. Of course, all of you reality TV fans out there also saw him on one of Gordon Ramsay's 55 television shows called Next Level Chef. He didn't do so well, but we can talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll grill up some meat and do it with sass or make great chili that gives good gas. Then he'll pour you a drink in a little shot glass. This is Gary the Barbecue Chef. Now shove it up your fucking ass.
What the fuck's up, homeboy? What are you doing?
What's going on, Gary? Christ.
Chili that'll give you gas. It'll give you indigestion and something else. Probably a boner and daddy issues, but that's besides the point.
Have you ever gotten a boner from chili?
No.
Have you ever gotten a boner in chilies?
Yes. Sure have.
That's amazing. And now why am I imagining Gary sitting in a back booth at Chili's with some local hand job?
No, you know what makes this even worse? I worked at Chili's for 3 years.
Did you ever play hide the hand job on the gig?
I sure did.
Is that why you no longer work at Chili's?
No. There was a plethora of reasons why I no longer work at Chili's.
Because it's fucking Chili's.
Well, no, I was absolutely sick and tired of working in restaurants.
Right.
So it is. Everyone's like, you should open a restaurant. And I'm like, and go back to what I don't want to do? No, thanks. I'm like, I'll own it and have someone else run it. That'd be cool, you know, but.
Like Gordon Ramsay.
I don't think I'll ever go back to serving.
Okay, listen, let's rewind a little bit because there's people out there that are really familiar with you, with your online presence. But I don't know if many people, if any, really know how the fuck you got into all this other than your superhero origin story that you were at Chili's and said, fuck this, I'm out of here. But how did you go from being mild-mannered Rhode Island resident to being this monster on social?
Well, let's put it this way. I was never a mild-mannered resident. I've never been mild-mannered. Fuck has been in my vocabulary since I was like 8 years old. Right. but basically, this whole thing started out of COVID boredom. There was no
us too.
Everything. Yeah. No, you've been doing this since like what? What did I hear the thing say twice? 96?
96.
Well, Tid and I started hosting an online radio show back in 96. This particular show started when the pandemic kicked off and we were sitting at home with nothing to do. But he and I used to work together way back in the day when people didn't even know what online broadcasting was.
Got you.
It's like when you hook up with your first wife again after many years. You know what I mean? That's really what this turned into.
I don't want to be.
I get it. So, it was COVID boredom. I started November of 2020 and the first video went viral December 19th of 2020. Okay. And I was doing these, I basically just, I tried everything. So like I was trying to make it big like everyone else does on social media, and I'm sitting there just trying to like figure it out. And I'm like, all right, well, let me try this approach. Nope, didn't do anything. All right, let me try this approach. Nope, didn't do anything. So finally I got fed up and I opened up my phone and I started filming me making these. So you know how you make barbecue burnt ends? Well, you can make them with hot dogs, right? So you take hot dogs and then you cover them in mustard and hit them, you fuck them up with the rub, and then you're freaking, you mix them all together, right? And then you throw them on the smoker for like an hour, and then you take them off and you cut them in thirds, and then you mix in like barbecue sauce, butter, brown sugar, all this stuff, right? All right, more rub, whatever you want to use, and then dump all that into a pan and then throw it back on the smoker for another half hour. Same way you would normally make burnt ends, only it takes an hour and a half and it costs like $7, right? So.
But does it taste like it costs $7?
It sure does. It's like bullseye barbecue sauce and regret. That's what it tastes like.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's still a fucking hot dog, right?
Well, think of it this way, right? So if you make chuck roast burnt ends, those are considered poor man's burnt ends. So if those are poor man's burnt ends, these are welfare burnt ends.
Right.
They're good. I mean, they're cute. They're like a fun little thing to snack on, or like whatever. I almost said cute. You heard that shit, right? Okay.
Heard you.
I finally was getting pissed off that like I wasn't getting anywhere. I opened up my phone. I started filming this thing, and I was like, I put on this fake Boston accent. I'm like, all right, get your fucking hot dogs, cut them out of the fucking package, and then throw them in a fucking dish. And then you get your fucking dry rub, and you fuck them up with the rub, and you put the mustard on them. It's a fucking binder. You know, like I just went into it with this stupid fake Boston accent because I don't talk like that. I mean, granted, I do cut a fat every once in a while, but in the yard, I cut a fat in the yard next to my car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was gonna say, how are you? You parked the car?
Yeah, no, my car's got smart park. It does it by itself. Fuck that bitch. Anyway, yeah. Like, earlier when you saying Donnie Wahlberg, I'm sitting there going, you fucking calling this cunt? You fucking, hey Donnie! You know, I just started because I get that. I get that off every air. Once in a while. I'll get that I sound like Mark Wahlberg. Like, you think I fucking sound like Mark Wahlberg? What the fuck's wrong with you? You know, and I'll start like riffing on it, but.
You're like every celebrity from Boston all rolled into one. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, I swear to God, the first time I ever came across one of your videos, I'm pretty sure it was in 2020. And I was like, this sounds like fucking Bill Burr. What am I listening to right now?
Well, you know where Bill Burr is from, right?
Isn't he originally from Massachusetts?
Yes, he's from Canton, Massachusetts.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, so, and it's like, it's not just the accent, it's also the pitch that reminded me so much of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I started, you want a fucking pumpkin, you fucking fairy? What the fuck's wrong with you? Yeah, I can. And it just comes out. I don't know. And it was so funny, too. So I did that first video, and then I went to bed with 1,525 followers, and I woke up with 12,000.
Wow.
The video overnight gained like over half a million views. I believe the video now is probably somewhere around 3 million. I haven't looked at that video in a long time because it's like thousands of videos back. I'd have to sit here and just scroll and scroll and scroll. But I sat there. Basically, what I did is as soon as the video went viral, you guys listening, everyone listening, taking notes, I sat there and I read every fucking comment. Yeah. And I figured out why the video went viral, what everyone was saying. Oh, you sound like Bill Burr. This is hilarious. I love the yell. And what? I wasn't even yelling. I was just like, get a fucking dish and put this in the fucking dish and then throw this and get your fucking dry rub and then fuck it up with this rub, right? And then everyone was like, oh my God, you sound like Bill Burr. You sound like Bill Burr. You sound like Bill Burr. So I'm like, do I sound like Bill Burr? And then that's where the yelling part came in. And then in the second video, I did this. I was like, fucking chicken. What did I call them? The fucking bacon wrapped chicken bites. And I'm like, first step's a fucking chicken. Second step's a fucking bacon. And I just went into this whole thing. And then that was the video where at the end of it, I went and shove it up your fucking ass. And that's how that one started. It, like, everyone's like, shove it up your. And then eventually, like, the people were making like acronyms, the SIUYFA. I didn't make that. They were like, and SIUYFA, and I'm like, okay, well, now I have acronyms. That's cool. So,
That's crazy, man. Like, what a trip, right? And but I like the fact that you're divulging to people who may not be aware. It's not just dumb luck. Like, you paid attention. You paid attention to what people were asking for, to what they were liking, and you fed the machine. You fed the machine. Because
exactly what I did.
We have talked to people on this program and off air, everyone from, you know, people trying to make their way on social to high-level celebrities. And people will tell us unilaterally, TikTok is hard. Like, TikTok is harder than the other platforms. Look at this. This is a quick peek at your TikTok. Like, you're a fucking content machine. Look at you.
Yeah, and I didn't even post anything today. What an asshole I am.
You know what? We had, what's his name again, Tid? The guy that was on a couple weeks ago? Oh, Chad Huber, who's on TikTok, and he does the catfish and the catfish. That dude, he's hysterical. But Gary, you need to take a tip from this guy, because you know what he has on his TikTok account? Playlists. He's got his shit organized.
Go to my page again.
Is it? I didn't see it there. Is it there?
I love this part of the show. This is my favorite part of the show right now.
Am I wrong? Yeah. Holy shit.
This is my favorite part of the fucking show every time, Gary.
Can we pull up Gary's page?
No. Gary, shove it up. Shove it right up his fucking ass.
Shove it up my fucking ass.
You ready? So you got to go to the top. Oh, why doesn't it show up on
TikTok? Oh!
I do have them. There's outdoor cooking, indoor cooking, and coaster videos. I actually like this one.
Yo, this is so good! It has my fucking dry rub in it! Are you serious? You need to make that!
Welcome to another episode of... Is that an eagle?
Ah! Some fucking vodka! Fucking alcoholic, coffee-flavored fucking shit! Some of you count the fucks. I'm just trying to help. Both me and Jacoby had our cameras set up on tripods, and we were live. Bobby's just like, fucking this and fucking that, fucking, right? All of a sudden, he looks over at both cameras that are live, and he goes, can I say fuck? I don't know, Bobby! You've been saying it for 10 fucking minutes now!
Right? Yeah, yeah. And then hit it right after. and then hit it right after the word fuck. That's hilarious. Dude, I gotta tell you, it prompted me to actually try to get one of these BARCIS things. And living in Canada, as an American, is the most frustrating thing, because I should be able to fucking get it. It's my goddamn American right to own these things. Some would say it's a fucking God-given right to own these things. So I actually had one sent to a friend of mine, and they brought it across the border for me. And
he smuggled it.
No, he just brought it across the border. How he got it here, I don't know. Listen, I never understood how those things work, the whole smuggling thing, but I'm okay with it. Man. But the thing is fantastic. Now, how did you get involved with all of them?
And before you'd say that even, I just want to rewind, because some people may not know what the fuck we're really talking about. The BARCIS system, which you're an ambassador for, BARCIS is this cool little kitchen gadget, I guess, where it kind of looks like a coaster, and you put a glass on it, and it gives you instructions, right? So you don't have to measure your ingredients when you're making cocktails. Just pour the shit in. It tells you when you're done. And then Tid was telling me it even fucking mixes it for you, which is...
It's if you have the mixing cup.
If you have... Well,
there's a combo set with the mixing cup.
Yeah, Tid's got all the bells and whistles. There it is, the bar set.
There it is. Yep.
So now if you measure your shit out, now you're a boomer. Is that the deal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, boomer.
I think you got it right when you said it was a fancy light up weed scale.
It really is. It's a fancy light up weed scale. It's awesome. Love it.
Have you tried it for that?
No. Oh. I don't think it. I mean, it's
because now you just no, I'm no, gonna fucking work. I'm gonna try that. Oh, okay. Because I was gonna try it for.
I don't think it's gonna work. Because the thing is, okay, so it's asking for fluid ounces, but it measures by actual weight,
right?
Okay. So like the machine basically realizes how much an ounce physically weighs, like an ounce of liquid physically weighs. There's even, I got certain ingredients added. Like for one, I had egg white added, which we found out that in one large egg white is equivalent to the weight of an ounce of liquor.
Okay.
So it almost hits it like right on the nose. But yeah, I had a couple things added. Like there was, when I first started with them, like they didn't have Red Bull as an ingredient. I'm like, what the fuck? What? Red Bull, homie?
Yeah.
What are you putting in a fucking vodka Red Bull? What are you putting in a Jaeger bomb? What are you putting in an Irish trash can? Oh, so that fucking thing.
There's the gimmick right there.
That's that big motherfucker's in my basement.
So how did you get involved with these guys? I think Tid was asking you before. How did that relationship come to be?
How did the relationship come to be? So I will also work with a company called CW Spirits. CW Spirits has an online liquor store, which is fueled by a marketing company called Falcon Marketing. And basically what they do is they bring on people like me as affiliates, and they send us, do I have any? I have one right here. This is a liquor that I'm going to be showcasing very soon. Vintage Distilling Honey Vodka. This is one of them. And it's not like any kind of like normal honey liquor. This legitimately tastes like raw ass honey. Like it's not honey flavoring. It is legit fucking honey.
So you don't taste the vodka?
Not even a little bit.
So like a mead? Like a honey, like it's got that kind of a strong honey fucking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like raw honey.
Motherfuckers.
Like raw honey. So anyway. So basically what happened was, they send me liquor and I promote it, and then they give me, you know, they give me commissions on whatever I sell on, you know, online.
Sure.
So that's how this whole thing started. And then my contact with them is another influencer on social media. Her name is Basic Bartender. Her name is Lonnie. Lonnie is actually a bartender, which I was as well. I was a server and bartender for 11 years. Lonnie is currently a bartender at a little place called Oga's Cantina in Galaxy's Edge Star Wars in Hollywood Studios.
Oh, right on. Okay.
She's in the world famous cantina. Mm-hmm. Nerd. But so she, dude, don't even get me started. I'm a giant Star Wars nerd.
Well, I know. I can tell from you. I get it. You know, I can tell from some of the drinks that I looked up that you concocted yourself. I was like, oh, this guy is clearly a Star Wars nerd. Him and Donnie are going to hit it off beautifully.
Perfect.
This is Donnie. You have the Infinity Gauntlet behind you, Donnie.
Fucking right I do, buddy.
I got what's on the top shelf? Is that what I think it is? That's the Falcon.
That's a Falcon, and that's a Lego DeLorean.
Is that the big Lego Falcon?
Yeah, that's not the $1,000 bitch. That's the $500 bitch.
I have the $1,000 bitch.
Yeah, see.
And I also have Cinderella's castle, and I have Hogwarts castle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look who's got a big fucking dick now, huh?
I got all the big toys, man.
That's amazing. Yes,
that is Oga's Cantina.
That's awesome.
It's really fucking cool when you go in. I mean, everything is like themed the way you would think it is. Like, if you're getting like a chicken dish, it's usually, they call it roasted Endorian tip-yip, which is basically a tip-yip on the moon of Endor is basically, it's basically a fucking space chicken. So they call it roasted Endorian tip-yip if you get like roast chicken. It's really cool. It's definitely a place to check out. It's very hard to get into. You need to make reservations like 6 months in advance. It's crazy.
I'll throw out a free plug right now, even though we're not affiliated with these guys in any way, shape, or form. I did meet the people that run the place a few weeks ago when I was there with some buddies of mine and my kid. There's a place in Toronto down in the neighborhood, down at Church and Wellesley, mm-hmm. and it's called the Storm Crow Manor. And the sign up front says... The sign out front says the nerdiest bar in Toronto.
It is.
And when you walk in, it's like Comic-Con threw up, right? Mm-hmm. And every room in this place is themed to some other genre of nerditry. So we sat in the cantina room which was fucking dope. And they had like Jar Jar Binks's head inside a giant glass jar floating in water. And they had like Grogu sitting there in another jar with like a frog or some shit.
Oh my God. It's so funny. I'm there you friends go.
Look,
with
there it look is. Those guys who pulled it up for me like that.
Yeah, that's, there it is.
That's where I sat.
It's actually really funny because I'm actually friends with the voice actor and motion capture of Jar Jar Binks. His that name guy. Is Ahmed Best. And by the way, he's now in The Mandalorian as a Jedi.
I was just going to say, did he not get his fucking comeuppance showing up in The Mandalorian? Star Wars nerds hated this guy for 20 years.
Keller and Beck.
And not only did he come back, he got the best gig ever. They revealed he's the guy that saved the baby.
He's the guy that saved Grogu. Yes, he did. He's the one that rescued him.
I love Tid's like, what are you nerds talking about?
So when you guys are done, when you guys are done sharing the Bud Light.
So anyway, let me get back to where I was. So you were asking how I ended up with Barsas. So Lonnie, one day on her social media channel, had this crazy fucking coaster. And I'm sitting here and I'm watching it spin the fucking drink. And it's telling her what to pour. And I'm like, yo, you got to hook me up with these guys. And she did. And it was funny because I actually had a conversation with the CEO of the company this afternoon. This part I can actually unveil. There's actually something new that's coming out. And I have already, I talked to him today. And he told me I have the green light to tell people. I am coming out with a Gary the Barbecue Chef, all new, brand new, redesigned coaster. I'm coming out with my own Barsas coaster.
So it's gonna have your, is it gonna have your screaming face right on the coaster?
It's not gonna be on the coaster. So what? Basically, you got yours, right?
I do.
When you got it, it was in like a hard cardboard box.
Fucking amazing. You opened up the packaging. Amazing yeah. packaging.
So you know how that one flipped open, right?
Yeah.
So this one, the box is matte black. There is literally nothing on the outside of it except for my logo and their logo underneath each other on the seam. And it opens up like a book, right? And when you look inside of it, it's a whole brand new redesigned, like slim-lined coaster. Now, instead of the whole coaster lighting up, you can get it in black or white. Mine only comes in black. And it has a ring around the outside of the circle. It has a ring around the outside of the coaster. That's the lighting. So it almost looks like something straight out of fucking Tron, right?
That's dope.
They're even coming out with something even crazier than that that I can't say anything about. But the rest of this coaster, right? So it comes with – so it's the Gary the Barbecue Chef branded coaster. So it comes with – and all of these items are matte black. The Hawthorne strainer that goes on top of your mixing cup, it comes with a mixing tin that has my screaming face – laser etched into the front of it, and it comes with two like pour tops, like regular, not gargoyle, but like regular pour tops that are matte black.
Okay, so listen, you talk to the Barsas folks, find a way to get one of those, the Gary one, up to Canada. I'll fucking buy it, okay?
All right.
Get it to Canada, and then I'm going to brag to Tit, I got the Gary coaster. Go suck your own dick. So
I mean, I would.
If you could.
I mean, can you?
No.
No, that wasn't the fucking statement, Gary. I would is the statement. Gary, what are you drinking? What are you drinking right now?
This is actually one of my sponsors. So it's hold on. Von Payne Black.
All right.
This is a 90 proof blended whiskey, and it's infused with natural black currant. Now, when I say sponsor,
so you are pretty much just a promo homo at this point.
Actually, dude, I'll tell you what. Tell me that hat doesn't look sick.
No, it's a dope hat. There's no doubt about it.
It's a fucking awesome hat.
It is redneck.
Like, I really like this hat. That is I put that. Listen.
Now, listen. I'll tell you. You said what you were drinking.
This right here? See this? You don't fuck with the country boy crease, all right, son? What's
it's
up?
It's got no fucking fish hooks in it yet. But I will tell you right now, because you with the bar system, there's a thing in there for certain mixologists that have come up with some of their own drinks. And I've gone through
mixologist profiles.
I am actually having one right now, ladies and gentlemen, that I mixed up. My camera, I think, is what was screwing me up earlier, other than my talent. So I went ahead and made one myself. And this, my friend, is what is called a fat hooker. And it is delicious. It's got some vodka. It's got coconut rum, right? It's got some peach schnapps, and it's got some orange juice. Now, here's my question to you, Gary, because I've watched a shit ton of your fucking videos.
Yep.
What the fuck is your love for peach and fucking schnapps? Shove them up your
fucking ass.
You use a lot of peach schnapps, bro. Are you like secretly a high school girl? Like what? Like.
Yeah, legit. Look, peach schnapps is what I used to smuggle from my dad's cantina when I was 15.
I mean, you want some 10th Mountain vodka?
Oh, I get it, but peach schnapps is like that. Is that your mix?
I don't know. I just happen to always pick drinks that have that shit in it. I don't get it. I mean, I pick the drinks at random. So, you know how the coaster works. Basically, yeah. You go in and you go into my bar, yeah. And you input everything you have in your house. Mm-hmm. And literally. it spits out all the drink. Yeah, it gives you all the drinks that are ready to pour right now.
Right.
And 9 out of 10 times, it's got fucking peach schnapps.
It's an alcoholic dream. It really is an alcoholic's dream because, you know, if you get bored.
It's just like the fucking peachy shit.
So hold on, I want to understand something, Tid.
Yeah. Yeah,
Tid, you were going to do a demo on there, right? But are you unable to do it? Is that what you're saying?
So my other camera that was hooked up here, I think that's what was causing my lag earlier and the issues.
Oh,
so it's yeah. So I went ahead and made the drink.
Well, earlier but I am, when the camera when we were off air, the camera was just pointing at the bar, sis. It was a better show.
Much better show. Much more compelling. You know, if you're looking for an argument, go fuck yourself.
Shove it up your fucking ass.
There you go.
So very quickly, I just want to say some stuff, you know, say hello again to everybody that's joined us in the chat. Please feel free to, you know, keep that chat going, say some stuff. If you had any questions for Gary, the barbecue chef, please feel free to ask those. I know. Here we go. Randy has just become a YouTube member. Thank you very much, Randy. Thank you so much for becoming a YouTube member.
My God!
YouTube member as well.
God!
That's got to be a cool thing. Much more for them than it is for us. That's for sure. Gary, you also have got your hands into barbecue. Like, how did a guy living in the area of the United States
get so? Name.
Get so deep into, I know that's coincidence though. I don't think that was like, I mean, his parents planned it out before he knew what the fuck his middle name was going to be.
Gary the barbecue is like one of the Smurfs. Like, was he called Sleepy Smurf before? Like, they knew he was always going to be
Let me just point out one thing that I've pointed out in a bunch of different drink videos. There was one. Yep. Female Smurf. What happens when the cameras aren't rolling?
Mm-hmm. She was born with two vaginas. She could give birth twice as fast. She was born with two vaginas.
I mean, you think of it like this: like you sit there, like, okay, well, when the Smurfs aren't filming, you know what's happening in the back room? Choo choo.
But here's the weirder thing:
they're running a train on that bitch because she's the only fucking female.
But here's the weirder thing: if you watch the old school Smurfs cartoon, they said there was 99 Smurfs in the village and they were all male. Smurfette didn't come till later. She was
Made by Gargamel.
She was created by Gargamel.
Yeah.
So it was just a village full of these homoerotic little blue men.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's like utopia.
Like did they just asymmetrically reproduce? Like, all of a sudden, one day, Doc just fucking split in two.
I think,
you know, like, how does that work?
I think they're like seahorses.
Oh, look, it's another boy. It's like watching NASCAR. They're taking another left turn.
You know, male seahorses are the ones that give birth, right? So I think Smurfs are basically fucking seahorses.
fucking seahorses forever. Tell me you know that video.
Of course.
Drinking out of cups. Mr. Walkway. Mr. Walk down me on the walkway. Lead me to the building. Fuck you.
What the hell were we even talking about? I lost my train of thought.
I don't know. Mr. Balloon Hands.
Okay. Okay. Purple Monkey Dishwasher.
We were talking about Smurfs.
Yeah. I think there was a point before that, and then we got sidetracked, but who gives a shit? Hey, Gary, on this show, one thing we do all the time, Tid and I, we fuck around and we talk about stuff that has happened in the past week since we did our last episode that makes us smile, that makes us laugh, or shit that we want to talk about. There's a few things that were going on since you're hanging out with us. We thought we'd throw some of those topics at you and get you to weigh in on them.
Okay.
So this one I thought was great. And this from a barbecue guy who got famous off a hot dog related recipe I thought would hit you. On Tuesday night, Philadelphia Philly fans who are misbehaved on the best of days.
Watch your fucking mouth.
They went fucking bananas on dollar hot dog night. The Florida Marlins started whooping them. And the people in the upper bowl, in the upper stands, started chucking their dollar dogs. Now, I have a lot of problems with this. Like, first of all, look at the lineup of people waiting. They said this was the best promotion in the history of the franchise. Only a dollar for a hot dog, but like everyone in the building got one, right? Because they're only a dollar.
So you're saying there was a bunch of long phallic things flying around a stadium?
Yeah, dude. Yep.
In Philly.
Oh my God, it was a giant cockfight. That's awesome.
It was just heaven. This was Sausage Fest 2023, literally.
Yeah, but they weren't sausages. They were hot dogs.
Maybe that's where the problem came in.
Does this offend you as a barbecue guy? All that wasted
meat? Not really. They were probably shitty hot dogs.
Yeah, that's why they tossed them.
Listen, when you go to a store and you buy hot dogs for $7 a piece, you're not going to sell them for a dollar at a fucking Phillies game. By the way, fuck the Phillies. Go Sox.
you're a Sox fan living in Rhode Island?
What the fuck team do we have?
I figured you'd adopt one of the New York teams.
We adopt the Boston teams. Every Rhode Islander, I mean, well, sorry, most Rhode Islanders, all of us, we're Boston sports. Because
really? I didn't know that.
Believe it or not, Rhode Island has all of the breeder teams for the Boston sports teams. So, for instance, we had the Pawtucket Red Sox, the breeder team for the Boston Red Sox. We have the Providence Bruins, who are the breeder team for the Boston Bruins. We have the PC Friars, which are the breeder team for the Boston Celtics. So, yeah, it's basically we're basically a fucking incubator.
I just got a text message from my buddy.
We're a human being incubator for sports.
I just got a text message from my buddy Mike. It says, who is Rhode Island's favorite son? Gary the barbecue chef or Maxwell Jacob Friedman?
It's definitely James Woods. Fuck all of us.
Your statement. Yeah.
It's definitely James Woods and Peter Griffin.
And no one else. That's the end of the list.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, we have another story here. This one is so fucking weird. I don't even know what to do with it. The Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama apparently was doing some Dalai Lama shit this week and was posing for a photo with some kid. And it got weird. Can we zoom in on that photo, guys? He leaned in and kissed this like 10 or 11 year old kid on the lips and then stuck out his tongue and apparently was caught telling the kid, suck on my tongue. Representative for the Dalai Lama said, that's just his sense of humor. What the actual fuck?
Listen, you do not know where superpowers from the Dalai Lama come from, clearly. Okay. I think that kid is just lucky. In this day and age, with the way that religions work, that it was only his tongue that he was asking to get sucked.
So the Dalai Lama
is fantastic.
Is there staff in Shazam?
What?
Is that too nerdy for you?
Who fucking watched Shazam?
Like, so what's going? So like what? Now this poor kid has bad breath and needs a wand and therapy. What's happening?
I don't get it. Like, his story is everywhere, and I don't understand what the fuck was happening. Like I said, his representatives are going, that's just his sense of humor. But it's 2023. That's not a thing anymore, right? You can't have that sense of humor.
Hey, come here. I want you to suck on my tongue.
while people take pictures of it.
That doesn't even...
people take pictures of it and stuff?
Yeah, that line and barely gets...
My publicist is just going to say that it's just my sense of humor.
Yeah, that line barely gets over with your significant other. Never mind.
I'm getting nothing in the room. It's fine.
No. Wait, see, here's the trick, though. You have to do this. And I do this as a married guy. This is what you have to do. You have to just do it. And when they look at you weird, you look them dead in the eye and go, I'm just trying something new. Let me know if it works.
Oh, we got video here? Okay.
Oh, my God. We have a video? Shut the fuck up.
Are we allowed to show this? Is this porn? Get back here. Get back here, kid. You get your little precious face right back here.
Oh, my God. This is
gonna
so
suck. I'm going to brain suck your essence right out of your forehead. You want to know how you're going to get it back? Huh? Got your nose. Want to know where it is? It's in my mouth. Want your nose back? Huh? Come on. Come get your nose back. Come get your nose back. Huh? What's that smell like? What's that smell like? Smells like tuna sandwich. That's what it fucking smells like. Thank you.
Oh my god.
Wow.
What in the fuck?
Wow.
Same human brother, sisters.
This just in. Dalai Lama's a pedophile. Awesome.
Yeah. Legit. Like, I don't know how else to explain this story.
Bro, I can't get away with that.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Is he going to sniff his hair? Hold on.
No, that gimmick's already been taken by somebody else.
Those good.
Really? Who?
Wow, the Dalai Lama's a trip, huh?
Gary, when you're done barbecuing and you're sitting there eating your brisket and your ribs and your meat, do you like sitting down and flipping on the 80-inch TV and watching some fights?
No, but it's a 70-inch. Thanks for giving me some credit, though. Well,
you look like a guy that believes in a few extra inches. So.
Yeah, Donnie's always been known to add an extra 10. He's up to 11 inches, he tells girls now.
Oh, whatever works.
So even if you're not a fight fan, I think this is such a circus that a lot of people are going to be tuning in, right, Tid? It was announced a couple days ago, Jake Paul.
The Jake Paul thing.
Versus Nate Diaz.
I can't wait to watch him get his fucking clock cleaned. I'm not gonna actually pay to watch it. I'll watch the 30-second YouTube video of him getting knocked the fuck out.
Here's the thing.
I ain't paying for that shit.
Yeah, no kidding. It's funny to me because Jake Paul said everybody gave him shit and said, oh, I need to fight a real boxer. And then he went and fought a guy who was the closest to a real boxer. Really,
Tommy he's just Fury.
Like, he's a superstar superstar in the UK, but his fame came from being in like their version of Big Brother or some shit like that. So he's a reality show guy, right? And that was the closest he came to fighting a real boxer. He lost, so he's going to go back to fighting like...
Not a boxer.
Not boxers, old guys in MMA that, are going to stand there and let him punch on him. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I mean, that's kind of Nate Diaz's gimmick, right? He just stands there like Homer Simpson waiting for you to get tired from punching him in the face.
Yeah.
You know, go back. Can you scroll back up to that picture again? Scroll back up to that picture.
Can we go back up, guys?
Why does Jake Paul look like an uncolored coloring book with downs? Just a touch of downs.
Oh, he's... That guy, I don't know which color wheel part of the spectrum he lives on, but he's definitely living on the spectrum for sure.
So, Ted, I want to ask you a question.
All right. Speaking of,
Let me ask you a question about this fight, Ted, because like we said, he fought Tommy Fury, Jake Paul did in his last fight, and he lost. Sure. If for some reason he loses this fight, is that the end of the Jake Paul drawing power?
Yes.
That's it. Yes. Then the circus is over.
It's done, and he's going to have to join the WWE and become a tag team partner with his brother.
He doesn't have that in him. Look at this. Yeah.
craziness.
I mean, he's not a bad, that's the thing. He's not a bad boxer. He's a dick and he's a douchebag, but he's not a terrible boxer, even though there he looks like he doesn't know what he's doing.
No, no.
That is probably the worst picture I've ever seen in boxing.
That's like Little Mac from Mike Tyson's Punch Out, just reaching as far as he can.
Gary, I got
no,
a
that
question.
Looks like that, no, that looks like the fucking Super Smash Brothers version of Little Mac.
Yeah, it's all like, weighted up.
I got a question for you.
On the Nintendo Switch.
I got a question as we slowly like run out of time here. I mean, eventually. What do you know about hippopotami?
I know that they're very dangerous on land and in water.
They are.
And they can run very fast for being the size that they are, but they can swim even faster.
Do you know where they're from? Originally, they're from Rhode Island.
Africa?
India. Very close, yes.
India.
Yeah. They're from that area.
India.
And Africa.
Now, apparently there is a problem with hippopotamus in Colombia, if you can imagine that. Because, yes, you can see this here, Colombia is actually planning to send 70 cocaine hippos to India and Mexico because back in the day, Pablo Escobar decided to bring down 4 hippopotamus. And these things bred and bred and bred and inbred and inbred. And now there is what they are estimating. Are you ready for this? Somewhere between 130 and 160 hippopotamus. Gary, that's a fucking difference of 30 hippopotamus. I know exactly how many hippopotamus I have in my fucking backyard. It's somewhere between 0 and fucking 30. How do you lose track of 30 fucking hippopotamus is my question. First of all, that is absolutely fucking ridiculous to me.
This is why Tit is the best. Because with this story of all the possible punchlines, counting hippopotami incorrectly is not the punchline I expected. Good for you, motherfucker. That's why you're the fucking best. Actually,
that was good. That was fucking good.
Now, that number is...
Okay, I have questions. Why are they called cocaine hippopotamus?
Because Pablo Escobar, famous drug lord of South America, moved into Mexico, then into, you know, jail.
So
he brought them to the country as guard animals because there's no predators other than humans that are going to be coming. So he had these things around his property down there in Colombia.
Way better than a German shepherd.
So I was thinking like, did the hippopotamus have cocaine in them? Are they on cocaine? Are they vessels for cocaine? Is that how he used to smuggle the cocaine? Was hippos?
What is
happening?
Yeah, who's gonna stop?
Questions.
Who's gonna stop a fucking hippo if it does have cocaine? You know what I mean? Those
Not
things are
fucking me.
No, but you know what did stop a fucking hippo? Apparently, that 130 to 160 is now actually 129 to 159 because, yeah, look at this thing. Look at the mouth on this thing. But one of these things actually got smoked by a car as it wandered onto the road in South America and killed on the highway. And I mean, the car is an absolute complete write-off because look at the mouth on this thing. Could you imagine? That reminds me of a fucking high school date I once had.
Same.
Yes, you had the same girl.
Yeah.
I went to the zoo last summer and I watched the hippopotamus feeding.
Fuck. Oh.
No, the feeding. If you've never watched a hippopotamus eat, it's a fucking trip, man. They send them like whole giant watermelons and they just throw them up in the air. And these fucking things fetch like flipper and they grab it and it's one bite, like a fucking brownie, man. It's one bite. That thing's gone.
I have a funny predator animal feeding story to tell you.
Okay.
So I'm a big Disney person. I don't know if you've caught on to that. I'm a big Disney nut. So there's Stitch right there.
We're showing titties now?
There's Stitch right there. There's Stitch.
Show some fucking titties.
What does Ohana mean, Tid?
Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets up behind. I forgot that. Anyway.
fucking nerd.
It's really cool because, so, you know, in Animal Kingdom, they have the Kilimanjaro Safari, which takes you through a bunch of animal enclosures, and you're in like this. It's like a big safari van, right? And you get to go through all these different enclosures, and you go around where it's a lot of the things don't look like they actually have any type of like borders or like fencing, or like you can go right past the lion enclosure and yep. It doesn't look like there's anything between you and that fucking lion. Right. So there's one part of this ride where there is a bridge, and the bridge goes over the alligator enclosure. And then once you go over the bridge, then it goes around a corner, and now you actually get to see like the entire alligator enclosure, right? So cast members, I found this out. Cast members are, by the way, are the people that work in the park. They're called cast members, not employees, because right. Everything is a show with Disney. Ta-da, jazz hands. So everything's a show with Disney. Cast members that drive those safari trucks are strictly told that if anyone falls out of the van and off of the bridge specifically,
fuck
to
them.
Put the pedal to the metal and screw the fuck out of there. Okay?
I've heard this.
Because that's where the alligators are fed from. They're used to things falling off of the off of that bridge that they can eat. So if a person falls off that bridge, they are instructed to hightail it the fuck out of there before anyone sees what is about to happen.
Lunch.
So that means that it's happened.
Oh,
it has happened.
That means it's happened because you don't make that rule unless it's fucking happened and you're like, oh,
it has
next
happened.
Time we need to do this. That's yep. Amazing.
It has happened.
Wow.
Hey, that brings up a question for me. With all your meat barbecuing, do you do any like exotic shit on your channel? Like alligator and crocodile
I've done alligator. I've cooked ostrich.
That's good.
Matter of fact, right now downstairs in my freezer. So we have a freezer downstairs, a 21 cubic foot upright freezer. The whole thing's completely loaded with meat, top to bottom. In there right now, I have an exotic shelf, and right now I have alligator. I have alligator tail meat. I have bison.
Nice.
I have more ostrich. I have kangaroo.
Oh.
How
about a little emu?
No, but I have a buddy of mine that wants to give me an emu egg to make like a giant sunny side up egg.
Oh.
Oh, good.
Emu beef is Jack the Tripper and really, really fucking good.
I believe it. I mean, ostrich and emu, I'm guessing they're pretty close. Ostrich tastes, it's a red meat, and it tastes like the best filet mignon you've ever had in your life.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Ostrich is fantastic. So I had ground ostrich, and I made like this quad patty burger. It was something stupid like this tall. It was huge.
Did you fuck it up with the rub?
I fucked it up with the rub. I don't know. I don't remember what fucking rub it was, but I fucked it up. It was delicious. I took a bite out of it, and then I got off camera and took two patties out of it and threw them away and ate a double burger because stunt food's fucking stupid and it's impossible to eat. And I don't know why people make it and why people want to see it. It's fucking stupid. I hate it. I made when I hit 1 million followers, I made a 10-pound cheeseburger.
Nice.
That's so disgusting.
I had to bake the brioche bun from scratch because it was 12 inches in diameter.
Wow.
So that was 12 inches in diameter. So obviously, you know, when you get normal 80-20 ground beef and you make burger patties, the patties shrink, right? Mm-hmm. So what started off as this big is now like this big, right? So I had to account for shrinkage. When you're making a 5-pound burger patty,
Shrinkage. I made a 15-inch diameter patty, and it shrank to 12 inches.
Cold water. Do it every fucking time.
Yep.
Wow. I
come out of the pool.
Jack the Tripper. I met Gary at RICC this past year. So you got one of your fans in here. Awesome. Awesome. Oh, where in New England, Jack the Tripper also would like to know, where in New England can he buy kangaroo meat?
Oh, that is, it's at, it's Confrida, C-O-N-F-R-E-D-A Farms, Confrida Farms. It is in, fuck, is it in Cranston or Coventry? I think it's Cranston. But it's a farm stand, right? It's a fucking farm, right? So, like, you're pulling into it's a farm stand, right? But you go all the way to the back, and there's freezers back there. And in the freezers, they have an exotic meat section. And that's where I found alligator. I found ostrich. I found kangaroo. It's also where I found some very, very nicely priced tenderloin roasts so I could make beef Wellington. I've bought tri-tip there. I've bought picanha roasts there. They have a lot of cuts that you normally can't find everywhere else, and it's really cool.
Wow.
I got one more story I want to throw at Gary before we run out of time here. Austin, if you've got the video there, I want to talk about that new Romanian sport that's gaining traction online.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Founded by a company called RFX. They started in 2021 with something similar to Dana White's Power Slap League. Well, now they've pivoted and they've created something that no married man can watch.
No fucking way.
Let's run the video. This is the Romanian RFX Booty Slap
League. Look at that fucking thing right there, though.
Yo, that is an ass. Why would you hit it like that? No, that's not how you... Well, the one on the right, that girl... Oh, they kissed. That's hot.
I don't know how you get a knockout in this league.
Why would you slap it there?
That was more of a growth.
That's not where you slap it at. Like, you hit her lower back, bitch. What the fuck's wrong with you?
And it's up. It's up.
You don't have to go up. You can go from the side. But the thing is... Why would you? I want to see that other girl's ass.
Gary's invested.
Quit buffering, fucker. I want to see some booty. God damn it. Look at that. God damn. Look at that. She's tattooed the fucking kingdom. See that? Just right in the middle. Yes, daddy, stop.
We can pull it down, guys. So that's what you're putting on the 70-inch TV.
Yes, sure is.
If that comes to America, I will buy a season ticket.
So will I.
And you're both going to be divorced.
Nope. You kidding me? My wife was going to be there with me.
Oh, look at you. All right, Mr. Braggart and a happy marriage. Ooh, aren't you special?
Hey, honey, we're going to look at a bunch of chicks slap each other in the ass. Yeah, I can pretty much see my wife saying, all right, let's do this.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the weirdest
My wife would probably do the same thing. She'd be like, oh, you want to watch a bunch of women slap each other on the ass? Let's go.
All right, Gary, here's the quick one for you. I don't know if you know this or not. The very first date for me and my wife right now, 23 plus years ago, we went to a nice steakhouse for a dinner and followed up by a strip joint.
That's awesome.
Right. I don't have a fucking 21 square foot fucking freezer in my basement or some weird ass exotic fucking whiskeys or goddamn million fucking people that just want to be my fucking friend. But goddamn it, I went to a strip joint.
Do you have really cool decanters?
I do, actually. I have a Tommy gun. I have a Tommy gun like that that came with fucking really, really horrible fucking tequila in it. But I poured out the tequila and kept the fucking Tommy gun. It's actually called Tommy Gun Tequila.
I read the news, though.
I have it.
See? Yeah. I bought it at a fucking, believe it or not, I think it was in Vermont. We stopped at a fucking rest stop, and they happened to have a liquor store right at the rest stop off next to the highway. And I was like, well, this seems like a great place to buy alcohol. And so I did.
I'm pretty sure with Illinois' gun reform, that decanter is now banned in Chicago. I'm fairly certain.
So, well, here's the thing, though. He said his was a bottle that came with tequila, right? Mine actually looks something like this.
Yeah, you got the whole stand and everything, right? Yep. It's fantastic.
Showing off now.
I got a six shooter with glasses that I brought back from Mexico one time.
Yeah, it's called Fun Caliber Tequila. That was a fun one, too. I also have one that just came in not too few days ago, actually. And it is a giant decanter that is shaped like Thor's hammer, Mjolnir. And it has its own stand and everything. And it holds a whopping gallon and a half of fucking liquor.
Wow.
Yeah, you made a video on that, right?
Not yet. I filmed it. I haven't posted it, but that
then maybe I saw someone else's.
that decanter, I poured an entire handle of Jack Daniels in it, and it looked at me like, "Bitch, that's all you've got." like you got any more, bro? I'm like, I got this one too, but I mean.
Dude, it's been a lot of fun hanging out with you. We're up against the clock. Before we wrap, tell everyone where they can go to find you online if they want to buy some of your shit, some fucking rub to fuck their shit up and everything else. Where can they go, man?
Oh, that's easy. So we go to you can go to TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, hold on, there's one more, Twitter. No, I just have 100. Oh. I post my normal videos on Snapchat to the spotlight. I have 106,000 subscribers on Snapchat. That's fucking cool. Yeah.
I thought it was just for dick pics.
No.
Oh.
What do I know? Dude, I literally hate that app aside from posting to the spotlight. I literally, that's all I do. Gotcha. I go on there, I post, and I leave. I don't even pay attention to comments. I don't do anything on that fucking app. I hate it. I found out I could monetize it, so I did. But other than that, meetsohorny.com. Meetsohorny is also on Amazon. You can check on pretty much on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. And I think that's pretty much it, where you can find a link in my bio, beacons.ai/Gary the Barbecue Chef. You can find all my links in there, all the companies that sponsor me, all my rubs, my hot sauces, my smoked salts, all that good shit. All the liquor companies that sponsor me. Right now we have Von Payne, we have 10th Mountain Soda Jerk, Barsis that sponsors me, as well as Camp Chef, Dal Strong, Crocodile Cloth. They're fucking awesome. But yeah, that's pretty much everywhere that you can find whatever the hell I do, whatever the hell I feel like posting. And make sure you actually do follow on Facebook, because there's a lot of shit that I put on Facebook that I don't post everywhere else. And the other thing, too, I also like to mark myself safe from not giving a fuck about what's on a fucking Bud Light can.
Thank you very much, sir. You know what? I feel like when this episode is over, I'm going to have to DM you just to talk about this week's episode of The Mandalorian, because I fucking geeked out like a motherfucker before we went on the air. And I'm all hyped for the finale.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking nerds. That's what it was. It was the fucking nerds. Revenge of the fucking nerds.
All the evil Mandalorians.
Yes! Yes!
So sick!
That's crazy. You know what?
I think when did that episode come out?
Yesterday.
I have not seen it.
Oh! Wow, Gary!
No,
let me tell you.
Listen, Linda. The last one I saw was with Jack Black and the Fat Bitch.
Right.
Yes. Oh, and Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd looks like 10 miles of bad road.
Wow. I know, but still, it's cool to see him.
I hate to interrupt this little nerd fest on you guys, but all this Mandalorian talk, you know what you can do with it, right?
This is the way.
You can shove it up your fucking ass.
Gary, thanks for hanging out. And when you go watch, I just want you to know Grogu's getting a new whip this week. That's all I'm going to tell you. Grogu gets a new world.
Grogu's out of the fucking the floating manger. Got it.
Yeah, the fucking bassinet is donezo, bro. He's got new wheels. You're gonna dig it. Thanks so much, Gary.
Ass Razor Crest.
So good. You're gonna love it. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Catch you later, guys.
I'll talk to you
there
soon.
There he is, man. Gary the Barbecue Chef. We're so fucking out of time. It's ridiculous. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Shut up, Godfathers of Podcasting. Ass, you bitch.
Go to godfathersofpodcasting.com to find out more about how you can support us and do whatever you need to do. Make sure that you follow us on socials on Instagram, Godfather Donnie, Notorious TID, and of course, Godfathers of Podcasting. Follow us everywhere. Do whatever you got to do. Support us so we can be big shots like Gary. On behalf of, and don't forget, Sunday night's main event. That's one of our networks that we are a part of, and we're very happy to be a part of them. Go check them out. Sunday night's main event. We are on there every Friday, and there's a whole bunch of other great content on there as well. So make sure you go check it out. Check out all the other shows on the Shuly Network. Tid, am I missing anything?
You suck. Tell people.
Thank you.
Tell people you suck.
Donnie, where are you from?
Toronto.
I just heard the check it out.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you fucking did. Check it out.
Give your balls a tug, you tit fucker.
You're quoting Ontario shit, so you know what? We're not that bad. I ain't quoting shit from Rhode Island. On behalf of my buddy Tid, my name is Donnie. That's Gary. Thanks to all of you for hanging out with us. We'll see you next week.
Deuces.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.